The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Immunity Armor Gold is the most advanced immunity-boosting formula you can get in one product. Go to ImmunityArmorGold.com and use the promo code TOD10 to get 10% off. That's ImmunityArmorGold.com, promo code TOD10.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Buckle up, America. Liberals prepared to be triggered. Great to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Todd Starnes. We are broadcasting today from Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship radio station, KWAM. Always an honor to be hanging out with you today. And I want to give you an update because Grace Baker, this is going to be a continuing saga. It's sort of like a soap opera.
It's like you need a theme song.
As the world turns or something. This is General Hospital, maybe. So had the visit with the foot doctor, the ankle dude, and he puts me on some drugs, and it was pretty highfalutin, but it doesn't work. It just made me a little loopy.
Oh,
and so I was loopy and still in pain.
Well, that's no fun.
So I decided today. So Friday's show was I don't know how we got through it.
Do you even remember?
No, I don't even remember being here.
Oh my gosh!
Friday. So I thought, you know what? I better not do that again. So here's the lay of the land. So Wednesday after the show, I told the doc, I'm like, we've got to do the radio program. I may have a busted ankle, but I've got to do the radio program. So everything is scheduled for after hours.
Good.
So I'm heading over to get the MRI on Wednesday, and they could do surgery on the ankle as early as Friday, as late as next Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
So I told him, I'm like, look, you can do it after the MRI. You can just you know what? Just give me some, knock me out right there on the MRI table and do what you got to do.
Get her done.
Get this thing out of me. That's what it is. It's a metal plate. For those of you who missed Friday's show, a screw has come loose in the metal plate. Stop it, Grace. Stop it.
I didn't say anything.
Stop it. We're already going to come to blows later on in the program over what happened at the University of Tennessee football game.
Oh, gosh.
So we'll talk about that later. But anyway, I would appreciate your prayers. This has been difficult, and the difficulty is the pain just doesn't stop. It's crazy. So I've been popping the Tylenol, and you know what's going to happen, Grace. I'm going to get these emails from the organic health people who listen,
no.
And we love everybody who listens to the show,
even the vegans.
But they're like, Todd, just what you do is peel a kumquat and rub the kumquat on your leg and you'll feel better.
Essential oils.
It's like, no, dip your toe in essential oils. I'm like, not going to happen. That's too far gone for all that. So anyway, they're removing the plate from the ankle bone, and hopefully, Grace, will end the problems.
I hope so.
I am in such great pain. It's just terrible. All that to say, if I inadvertently get upset or angry or I'm a little short-tempered today, you got to cut me some slack.
Yeah, because you have a screw loose. It's understandable.
All right. That's it. It's just going to be a rough show today. That's all there is to it. Thank you, Grace.
Look, I'm going to be gone next week. I got to get in my jokes now.
Yeah, appreciate that. 844-747-8868. That's the toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Prayers are coveted over the next couple of weeks as we get through this. Unfortunately, you folks listening to us in Statesville, North Carolina, we've had to postpone, not cancel, but postpone our upcoming trip to your town. So hang tight. We're gonna reschedule and all that kind of good stuff. Great apologies, but we're grounded until we get the ankle fixed. So look, some very sad news today. This morning, the family of General Colin Powell, a great American patriot and hero, passed away as a result of complications of the COVID-19 China virus. Now, I thought it was interesting, and we're going to talk about Colin Powell, and surely there are many of you out there who may have a different opinion of General Powell based on the war. If you go back and read your books and read the books about the Bush administration, Colin Powell was one of the few people who did not want to go into Iraq. There were lots of debates, lots of questions. Ultimately, though, he sold the plan to the United Nations based, I would suggest, solely on his reputation. But Colin Powell was a company man, and he did the bidding of the Bush administration. Now, that being said, I believe that this man served his country, and I believe this man served America and did a terrific job of serving the country during the Reagan administration and later in the Bush years. But I found it very interesting that when the Powell family released the statement announcing his death, they were very clear to say that he was fully vaccinated and that he died of complications from the China virus. They did not have to. It was just unusual. And that's the first thing that struck out to me and stuck out to me was that they would say something like that in the announcement of his passing. But regardless, it raises a question. And we immediately posted a story about it. And you can read that over on our website, toddstarnes.com. And we asked the question, what exactly was the complication? Is it possible that the complication was, in fact, the vaccine? That was the immediate question that came to my mind. Now, John Roberts over at Fox News had a similar thought pass through his brain, and he posted a tweet about it. He said this, and I want to read this to you. The tweet has now been deleted. John Roberts from Fox News says, "The fact that Colin Powell died from a breakthrough COVID infection raises new concerns about how effective vaccines are long-term." This is a valid statement here. What John Roberts, the journalist over at Fox News, wrote was a pretty valid point that how is it that people are still coming down with the China virus even though they have been vaccinated? Broader question, and perhaps just as important, how many people have died as a result of getting the China virus vaccine? The CDC not releasing those numbers. But we do know that since the vaccine has been rolled out, more people have died from the China virus than before when there was no vaccine. You can extrapolate that from what you want to, and you're going to have to because there's no data coming out from the CDC, from the government, that will tell us why one way or the other. Which is why so many people are going full-blown conspiratorial. We're not getting access to the information we need here. So anyway, John Roberts goes out there and raises a valid point, and almost immediately he is set upon by the raging pro-vaccine mob. These fundamentalists and these, there are lots of different ways to frame these people, but they are pro-vaccine fundamentalists. And so Roberts had to not only delete the tweet, but he also had to release a series of explanations. Now, I want to say something. It may be that John Roberts was ordered to. You know, Fox News Channel is pro-vaccine. They require all of their staff members to be vaccinated, and those who do not have to go through, and I have heard stories from inside the building, that they have to go through a lot of hoops to be able to work in the building if they're not vaccinated. But it's crazy over there. So he could have been told to take down the tweets. We don't know. But for whatever reason, he did. And all of a sudden, all these people are coming out of the woodwork now saying, how dare you? How dare you bring up his vaccination status? Well, you know what? He did not. John Roberts didn't bring up the vaccination status. Todd Starnes did not bring up the vaccination status. The Powell family did. And they did so for a reason. We don't know what that reason is, but they did so for a reason. Even Jake Tapper over at CNN says, no, General Powell was successfully fighting multiple myeloma. He had blood cancer. And that fight compromised his immune system. So now you have Dr. Jake Tapper, medical doctor MD, who is also a host over at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. You have Jake Tapper, medical doctor, diagnosing what really happened to Colin Powell. Folks, I'm telling you, there is something really wrong with this country right now. And that is why we've got to take back control of the House and the Senate. So maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to get some answers as to what's going on with this China virus. And more importantly, the vaccine. Because it seems to me that the vaccine meant to save everybody is in fact killing people and, quite frankly, not keeping anybody safe. Because even if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear the face mask, you still have to socially distance, and you have to do all the things you would have to do if you did not get the jab. Oh, by the way, have you heard about this story? Fascinating. Joe Biden, once again, violating the rules. So over the weekend, Joe Biden and the First Lady, Mrs. Dr. Jill Biden, they went out to a ritzy, hoity-toity restaurant in Washington, D.C. And what is the rule in Washington, D.C.? You got to wear a mask. It doesn't matter if you are vaccinated or not. You've got to wear a mask in public inside the restaurant unless you are slurping your spaghetti noodles. That is the rule. So they go to this fancy Italian restaurant, and they're photographed. And you can watch the video. We actually have video of all of this going down on our website. Joe Biden and the First Lady, Mrs. Dr. Jill Biden, they're walking through the restaurant, and nobody in their party is wearing a face mask. So my question is this. Why hasn't the president been charged? Had that been any other person, they would have been thrown out of the restaurant. They would have been given the heave-ho. If they had wanted Italian meals, they would have had to go on to Chef Boyardee because they would not have been allowed to sit down and eat in that restaurant. So my question is, why hasn't Joe Biden been fined, penalized? Why hasn't the mayor of Washington, D.C. come out and denounced the president of the United States for setting a bad example for the rest of the people there? Why, ladies and gentlemen? Why is that? So look, we're gonna tackle those issues. We have some incredible stories about people fighting back. Southwest Airline employees out on picket lines today. Seattle police officers flying Gadsden flags from their patrol cars. Don't tread on me. Unbelievable stories, including one of my favorite. A Washington State trooper goes off on the governor of Washington State. We're going to play some audio a little bit later, and that state trooper is going to be a guest on the show coming up, 844-747-8868. Do you have the same concerns I have about the vaccine? Maybe you don't. You know what? Detractors, you guys go right to the top of the phone list today, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Vaccinated or not, everybody can benefit from a stronger immune system. Immunity Armor Gold's 9 key ingredients work together as a force multiplier to help your body build a stronger immune system. If we've learned anything over the past 2 years, it's that people with stronger immune systems have more favorable outcomes when disease strikes, period. And aside from better immunity, some users also report sustained energy levels throughout the day, better sleep quality, healthier blood pressure levels, and even improved hair growth, especially among women over 50. Made in the USA, Immunity Armor Gold is GMO, gluten, and allergen-free. No stimulants, no artificial sweeteners or colors. And the best part is, no pills to swallow, because we made it a powdered form that mixes in water. Go to ImmunityArmorGold.com and use the promo code Todd10 to get 10% off. That's ImmunityArmorGold.com, promo code Todd10. Again, that promo code Todd10.
So I got a text message from one of our listeners out in California, Southern California, works for the federal government and needed some advice. And I thought, you know what, this might be an interesting topic for you folks to weigh in on. So this guy is one of the tens of thousands of government workers who is being forced to get the China virus vaccine. And if this guy does not, he's going to be fired. Now, the issue for this fellow is pretty interesting. He's new to the job. He's not even to the, I think it's a 2-year probation period. So you have a 2-year probation period on the job, and he's concerned about getting fired. And I'm not sure about the particulars of the severance, or even if there is any severance in this 2-year time span. But the guy is pretty distraught. He doesn't know what to do. He part of him says, I need to join the others and take a stand. But on the other side of the issue, he is the sole breadwinner for the family, and he's got to take care of the wife and the kids and make sure they've got food on the table. And this job provides the food on the table. He is not anti-vaccine, but he is against the government telling you what you should or should not do. And he's torn. He doesn't know whether he should go ahead and just get the vaccine or if he should take a stand and lose his job. So what do you tell somebody like that? What advice do you give someone like that when they call you? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Now, I told you there are a lot of exciting things happening. We have video up on the website of protests that broke out this morning in front of Southwest Airlines headquarters. They're based in Dallas. Hundreds of people are out there, including employees from other airlines, American Airlines, for example. I believe United Airlines. They're all out there on the picket lines saying that they are against these mandatory vaccine policies. Meanwhile, in Seattle, Washington, you've got police officers who are literally flying the Gadsden flag. That's the yellow flag. Don't tread on me. Homeschool kids, Google it. It's pretty awesome. But they're flying these don't tread on me flags from their patrol cars. Today is the deadline in Seattle. The cops have to get vaccinated or else they could lose their jobs. Folks, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of police officers around the country who could end up getting fired today. And then I've got to play this audio from Washington State. This is a guy by the name of Robert LeMay. He's going to be on the program a little bit later on. Robert LeMay, here's what he has to say.
This is my final sign-off. After 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, being asked to leave because I am dirty. Numerous fatalities, injuries. I've worked sick. I've played sick. We've buried lots of friends over these years. I'd like to thank you guys. I'd like to thank the citizens of Yakima County, as well as my fellow officers within the valley. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been very successful, and you've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. Thank you for that. Wish I could say more, but this is it. So State 1034, this is the last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car. And Jay Inslee can kiss my ass.
Well, there you go. Then the dispatcher comes back on and just reads all the accolades. What was it, his first week on the job, he delivered a baby? The guy has a long list of accolades, very well-respected state trooper, and he's out of there. And I suspect more people are going to be just like him. It's very sad what's happening. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. Coming up, I do want to ask you about the situation in your communities. We now know Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, he's coming off maternity leave to go to the UN for a little vacay, powwow. But he says these supply chain issues are going to carry over into next year. What is it like in your neighborhoods? You've had a chance, gone out grocery shopping on Friday, Saturday. What are you guys seeing in your communities? Are you starting to see the shortages in your supermarkets? We want to know. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free national number, 844-747-8868. Meantime, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. We have some great, great stuff for you there. Free newsletter coming out later today and our podcast. We are broadcasting live from our Liberty University studios. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Show, broadcasting from our Liberty University studios. Great to have you with us today. You know, as far as some government leaders are concerned, religious freedom matters so much more less than Americans obeying them or other freedoms. And there's no better example than Washington's vaccine mandates. Americans have a lot of different opinions on this issue. We have had pro, anti, in between, indifferent, all of the various points of view on this program. But whether you support the mandates or not, in the end, this really is not about vaccines. This is about a blatant overreach by the federal government. And if the Biden administration goes through with its threat, and what is the threat? They issued this threat last week to force private businesses and nonprofit organizations to require you to be vaccinated or else be fired. If the administration goes through with that threat, I've got some great news for you, because a lot of people have been reaching out for advice on this. Alliance Defending Freedom says they will file a lawsuit to stop this attack. And that is great news for all of us. So if, in fact, Biden moves to force private businesses and nonprofits to force vaccines on their employees, Alliance Defending Freedom is going to file a lawsuit. And that's why it is so important right now to donate to Alliance Defending Freedom. You can do so by going to toddstearns.com. All this month, we are part of a radiothon to raise money for Alliance Defending Freedom, and you guys have done a terrific job. And Grace, we're just a few hundred dollars away from reaching our goal. So we could actually reach the goal today if everybody in the audience picks up the phone or goes to the website and makes the donation. So here's what we need you to do right now. We need you to make a tax-deductible donation of $100, $100 to the Freedom Fund, 100% tax-deductible, folks. And that money is going to help fight to protect these businesses. If our political leaders are going to force you to take a vaccine, then what can't they force you to do? That's the bigger and broader issue. So right now, go to toddstearns.com. You can click on the banner, Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You can make a generous gift. that will guarantee Alliance Defending Freedom has the resources necessary to take on the Biden administration. By the way, you can also give them a call, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. And of course, later on in the show, we'll tell you about some of the great incentives we're offering our listeners if you donate at some of the big dollar numbers. But there's some pretty awesome gifts. All right. Did you hear what Biden did in the school? You know, Friday, he went to Connecticut, and man, it was a freak show. At one point, Biden, just in the middle of a speech, just suddenly became enraged. He was just, let me try this. Grace and I are having a conversation. This is basically how it went down.
Okay.
So, Grace, I hope you're having a lovely day today. The sun is shining. It's a cool breeze. It's a lovely Satan. Nice day here in America.
Whoa.
It was just like, wait, where did that come from?
That was disturbing.
It was like screamo Biden.
I mean, I know it's near Halloween, but you sounded possessed.
I mean, he looked possessed. I mean, and we've got the photos on the website. His face was in this like evil scowl. It's
creepy.
Like, where did evil Joe come from? So from there, he's going, and that's where he went to the playground, and he's petting the children, and he's telling the children all sorts of things. And then he made the pronouncement that he loves being around kids more than he loves being around grown-ups. So I don't know about you, but the warning sirens keep going off, and it's just unbelievable. So then new video services, and we've got this at the website. Caleb Park, nothing gets by this guy. We've got all this on the website. So then Biden is in a classroom, and he's bragging about his Corvette with little girls, and he's literally petting one of them on the head. He's either sniffing the hair or kissing the hair of this little girl in the classroom. The audio is a little weird, but let's take a listen.
I used to love to drive. They don't let me drive anymore. And I have a beautiful Corvette sitting in my garage.
So he goes on to, I don't know if he's trying to pick him up. You know, it's like, hey, want to ride in my Corvette? I don't know. But it's creepy, Grace. It is super. You saw the video.
Oh, I did. I don't know why you had to send that to me, Todd. I'd just eaten, and I had to watch that.
I mean, it's super creepy. So he bends over. You know, he's going to be careful. He's going to get a hairball if he keeps, you know, sniffing the hair like that.
I can't decide. Does he have an obsession with, like, shampoo smells or something?
I don't know. I'll be honest. You're in the shower. You got a fresh new bottle of Pert from Walgreens. And, you take a whiff of the Pert.
A bottle of what?
Pert. P-E-R-T. Pert.
What is that?
That's a great hair shampoo.
It smells from Walgreens?
It smells refreshing, yes.
Okay.
You get it on sale at Walgreens.
Okay.
Well, you never heard of Pert?
No.
All right, have you never heard of Pert?
My husband uses Head and Shoulders.
Well, it's like Head and Shoulders or Pert.
Okay.
Grandma Starnes back in the day. You look it up. Pert. It's a great, it's a fresh, okay, now I feel bad. I feel weird about using Pert. So here.
It looks like a bottle of, oh my goodness, this looks like some kind of a cleaning solution.
No, it's not. Are you kidding me? I know there are people in the listening audience who use Pert shampoo.
I'm sure there are.
I'm just not real keen on using like the lady shampoos. Like,
well, they have men shampoos.
Like the yes, called Pert or or Irish Spring if you're in a jam you know you run out of soap, you know, run out of the shampoo.
I'm just shocked. I've never heard of Pert.
I don't know. He may have an obsession. I don't know what is wrong with Joe Biden. But clearly something is not right there. And I don't know if America's children are in danger. But I would say this. If you do have kids, you might just want to go ahead and skip the... What are you laughing at, Grace? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm looking at our Facebook comments and someone said old people use Pert.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And then someone said, I've never heard of Pert. Thank you.
It's a great shampoo.
And then someone said, Pert is back in the 70s. I used to use it a lot.
You people are incorrigible today.
Y'all are vindicating me.
Incorrigible. So here's my concern, Grace. You've got a guy, you've got a president who said, oh, if you've got a kid, don't send him to the Christmas party. Just skip this year's White House Christmas party. I don't think the children need to be anywhere near Joe Biden. That's all I'm...
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Oh, stop. But stop, Grace. But here's... But Grace, my final thought on this. He just said that they don't let him... They don't let him drive his Corvette anymore. I want to know who those people... Are those the same people telling him that he can't say things and that he can't stick around and answer questions from the media? Is that the same person? But beyond that, do we really want the leader of the free world, the man who has his finger on the button, do we really want to let this guy have his finger on the button when he's not even allowed to operate a motor vehicle?
This is a good point.
Just want to throw that out there. But that is super creepy. That video, I'm telling you, it is super creepy. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Now, Grace, we're not going to break because we have a caller who is affirming my shampoo selection.
Come on, ladies, help me out.
Let's go to Maine. Dan, WLOB. Dan, you got to defend me, brother.
I love you guys. You said put. I had to. I couldn't wait for you to say the phone number quick enough.
Put is
number one. If you got people out there, I am 56 years old. Let me tell you, it ain't an old shampoo. When it first came out, it was a number one shampoo for 5 years because the smell is so captivating. It's like it's an awe. It just has it's a really good friggin' smell.
It's a really good friggin' smell. That's a great line.
I didn't say wicked, right?
I'm impressed, Dan. If I was a betting man, I thought wicked would have come out, but friggin' is good too.
I didn't say it on purposely because I'm from Boston, New England. I'm a New Englander.
I love it.
The three states. I'm on your side, man. You got my number. You need my backup. You call me.
Dan, you're a good man, and I bet he has soft and full hair because that's what Pert does for you. Dan, God bless you. Okay, that was weird. I shouldn't have said that, but, you know. It's a great shampoo, Grace.
Okay, next time I'm at the store, I'm going to go look.
You got to check it out. All right, just give it a try. Hey, he says it's captivating. The aroma is captivating.
I think I'll stick with what my hairstylist suggests
and
for me.
And it's friggin' good is what?
Friggin' good.
Friggin' good.
Wicked good.
All right. 844-747-8868. Why are we talking about shampoo? We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS.
Todd, we're still getting comments. Now we've moved from Perth
what
to Irish Spring.
Oh, for crying out.
Yeah.
What?
Sherry says, I like Irish Spring to keep bugs out of the crawl space.
What?
And so did Jory. She basically said you could put it in your garden shoes to keep bugs out.
You see, I find this very hard to believe.
Like, honestly, I don't know how we migrated to this topic, but now we're moving on. I guess because I said Irish Spring was the... You brought up Irish Spring. It all goes back to you.
Well, my dad was a big... he was an Old Spice guy. Now, if you were growing up in the 70s, all right, your dad was like Irish Spring, and then the cologne was Old Spice in that vanilla jar. So that was like every man's cologne. But then in the 80s, and I'm wondering, now there will be guys out there who remember this. In the 80s, you know, you couldn't wear like your dad's cologne. And let me tell you something, that cologne, you put it on and you would scream in agony because I think it was 90% alcohol.
Oof.
And it just like burned. So you could, there, whenever you slapped it, because you would put it in your hands and you would slap it on your face. And then in the 80s came Dracar. And Dracar was like, it was really cool and hip, and it was in a black.
Dracar.
D-R-A-K-K-A-R, I think is how you spell it. And it was a hideous cologne, but we loved it. As teenagers, we were all over Dracar. You know, we felt like the ladies loved the scent. But I'm not, it was pungent. I will say that. Anybody who grew up in the 80s knows what I'm talking about. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Grace, you missed out.
Apparently.
And then Pert Plus, of course, came. That's when you get the shampoo and the conditioner all in one.
See, I don't like the two-in-one.
So you save money.
I don't like the two-in-ones.
And you're going to need to save money based on what we're hearing about these supply chains.
That's fair.
I'm just saying. All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns radio program, shocking as it may be. Liberty University Studios, that's where we are broadcasting from today. Just got an item in from the West Coast. Want to share this info with you. San Francisco 911 is now reporting that calls will be left unanswered. That's because 120 sworn police officers were fired due to the city's vaccine mandate. CBS out of San Francisco says, if you take 120 cops or even more off the streets, what do you think is going to happen? So these are very, very difficult days for police officers all over America. And we're going to keep you updated on that. We have more on that story coming up after the top of the hour news. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Russell, Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Russell, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? I just wanted to pitch in on the cologne. When I was a teenager, my dad, who was a famous collector of great deals out there, brought home for me and my brothers not one bottle but an entire case of James Brown Super Bad cologne.
Get out of here. Is that right?
And I'm telling you could smell that stuff all the way across the gymnasium.
I love it. So does he still have the cologne? Do you still have it?
And somehow it got disappeared years ago. You know, it was way back in the teenage days, and I'm almost your age. So
wow, yeah, I got a birthday coming up next week too. So I mean,
yes,
it's a man. That's that was some. I've heard about that, but I never knew anyone who actually bought it. So that's pretty impressive.
Yes, sir. It'd make you want to put on your bell bottoms and you know dance.
I love it. Russell, thanks for the memories there. Let's go to Jeff in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. Jeff, you said we're forgetting something.
Yes, sir. A very, very famous 1970s cologne was British Sterling.
You know, I remember my grandfather having British Sterling. It looked like the cologne bottle was about the size of like a Jack Daniels bottle.
It was pretty big. My dad was a big fan. I lost him last December. He was 91, but he wore it every day and tried to buy it for me for his birthday when he turned 90 and had to go to about six stores. But I found a little teeny tiny bottle of it and gave it to him. And he was tickled to death. I wore a little bit of it, and my wife said, "You're a little young to be wearing British Sterling. You smell like an old man."
One of the great selling points, and Grace Baker will laugh at this, Jeff, but what, you know, when they actually advertised it, because you don't want to be wearing a woman's perfume, they advertised it as the masculine fragrance.
There you go.
It smells like a man. There you go.
There you go. There
Jeff,
you go.
God bless you. What a great story there and great memories. Thanks for the call. I have no idea how we got off on this subject. But, folks, we've got a lot coming up in the next hour of the program. We're going to be following these breaking stories as police officers are being fired for refusing to obey vaccine mandates. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Don't forget, we've got a newsletter coming out in about 2 hours. Right now is a great time to go and sign up. It is free, and you can also download our podcast as well. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from Liberty University Studios.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is just an honor to have you with us today, broadcasting from Liberty University Studios. I've got to tell you, folks, we have a terrific hour set up for you today. The last hour of the show, that was a little weird. Was not counting on us launching some sort of a national debate into shampoo or men's cologne, but you never know what's going to happen on this program. And proof once again, Grace Baker, that you don't have to just be all politics all the time to have a good time here on this show. I do want to go real quick. Just again, Gene from Iowa was so kind to hold over from the break here, and we've got to move on to another topic real quick. But Gene wanted to weigh in on the men's cologne issue. Gene, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning or afternoon or whatever. I want to tell you what, when I was a young man, I thought English leather had it going on, and that redwood that had the musk in it, that was the best.
It was, you know, that I know that cologne, Gene, and it reminds me of that great scene in Anchorman when they had the the Panther cologne. Remember that scene? It was with the pungent odor that caused people to run out of the newsroom. That one of my favorite scenes in Anchorman, the Will Ferrell movie.
Ah, well, you got done. Did you ever see Family Man?
No, you know, it's been a long time. I'm surprised I'm admitting this in public, but I used to love that show.
Whenever he opens up the bottle of English leather and smells it, bringing back memories of him and what was her?
We've got to keep it family friendly, Gene.
it was good memories. It was
no doubt. Oh my goodness! All right, Gene, good memories. English leather cologne. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right, there you go. So moving on from, we'll try to do that again sometime about 10 years from now. 844-747-8868 is our toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So, folks in San Francisco, really struggling right now. San Francisco has already put nearly 200 unvaccinated first responders on leave. And a lot of people are getting very, very concerned about what's going to happen next. CBS News out of San Francisco reports that many 911 calls are going to be left unanswered as a result of the shortage of staff members. And I think we've got some audio. Let's take a listen.
As October is a busy month, and the Giants and Dodgers will play here at Game 5 at Oracle Park tomorrow. And there'll be officers patrolling inside and outside of this area. Now, with fewer officers on the job, the Police Officers Association says there may be some calls that will be left unanswered.
in a city of this size with the month of October and all the things that have been going on, that's going to put quite a dent into operations.
According to San Francisco's Police Officers Association, 120 sworn officers, 80 of them that work in the patrol division, will be off the job tomorrow after failing to comply with the city's vaccine mandate.
But if you take 120 cops or even more off the street, what do you think is going to happen?
That is roughly 6% of the entire department, and SFPOA Vice President Tracy McCray says it will force officers working the streets to make some tough decisions.
If I have a crime happening in the Bayview 5 car where Alice Griffin public housing is located, high crime area, or do I have to go to a woman screaming all the way across in the Betrayal Hill area, you know, which one am I going to?
McCray cites religious beliefs and concerns about the long-term effects of the COVID vaccine as the reasons why some officers refuse to get the shot. The POA would like the city to implement a weekly testing option so officers can keep their jobs. But Mayor London Breed is not budging on the mandate.
Our human resources department is continuing to try to work with people individually.
London Breed. Now, that sounds like a man's cologne. But no, that's the name of the mayor of San Francisco. My goodness. Seattle also facing possible shortages in their police department. They've already lost about 350 police officers because of defunding efforts there. And now many of the police officers in Seattle, also in Baltimore and Chicago, are refusing to get the vaccine. And I'm telling you, this is the way you fight back. This, folks, do not resign. Make them fire you. That's the rule here. You cannot resign. You've got to be fired. If you're not fired, you're not going to be able to have a legal leg to stand on. And that's why you've got to take a stand. By the way, have you heard about this story? Switching gears out of Ohio. This is from Findlay, Ohio, which happens to be the hometown of Caleb Park, our managing editor. Anytime you meet Caleb, that's the first thing out of his mouth. He goes, "Oh, I'm from Findlay, Ohio. Have you heard about Findlay? It's the home of Ben Roethlisberger." The first time he asked me that, I said, "Who? Who? Ben Roethlisberger?" So anyway, there's a marching band. There's a high school out there, a pretty good high school, apparently, called Liberty Benton High School. They are known as the Eagles. That's the football mascot there. And so the football coach leads the team in a pregame prayer and a postgame prayer. They recite the Lord's Prayer. And then the marching band plays Amazing Grace. I think that's pretty cool. Well, there is an anti-Christian hate group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. These people are based in Wisconsin. Cheese country. And I'm willing to, if I were a betting man, I would say that a lot of these atheists that are involved in this group are lactose intolerant, which is why they're so angry and miserable and hateful all the time. Because I know a good many atheists who are very pleasant people. You wouldn't mind inviting them over for a hamburger, you know, for in the backyard if you're grilling, doing a cookout. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation atheists are really, really a nasty bunch of folks. So they fired off a threatening letter to the school district, and they're very angry because the coach is praying with his team, and they say that is a crime. That is against the law. They're also very upset because the marching band is playing Amazing Grace at the football games. I want to read this to you, and this is the official letter they sent to the school board there in Findlay, Ohio, the hometown of Caleb Park. A concerned local district community member has... It's always anonymous, by the way, with these people. So someone reported that Scott Garlock, head coach of the Liberty Benton High School football team, is using his position to promote Christianity. One complainant reports that Coach Garlock requires players to lead prayers at team meals. So what's wrong with that? Saying grace before a meal. He also leads students in the Lord's Prayer and leads students in a post-game prayer. And the coach started these practices many years ago, and he passed them on to the next coach and the next. Oh, then he then coach became coach again. I guess he left and came back. So they've been doing this for a long time. So what's the problem? The Friday night prayer also involves the school marching band playing Amazing Grace and then leading parents, families, and cheerleaders onto the field for a prayer. And here it is. It is illegal for public school athletic coaches to lead their teams in prayer or instruct others to lead team prayer. Now, I will just say this, ladies and gentlemen. If we have reached this point in the United States of America where a high school marching band cannot play Amazing Grace or else be in jeopardy of being punished for the law, then we have gotten to a very bad place in America. And we better get this figured out quickly. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, have a little old school rock and roll fun today in the Liberty University studios. Welcome back. I am your host, Todd Stearns. And you know, the person that you're about to hear singing, that person is having celebrated a birthday, born on this day. Who was that? If you know who that singer was, give us a call, 844-747-8868. We're going to hook you up with a prize package today. That's 844-747-8868. I know our next guest knows the answer, but he can't win a prize on this one. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, he is Congressman Ralph Norman from the great state of South Carolina. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Well, glad to be with you, Todd. Appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you, Congressman. We've been hearing from our listeners all over America about empty store shelves in places like Costco and Kroger, and I'm wondering what you're hearing about in your communities.
Same thing. You can go to any Sam's, Costco, any. The disturbing part when you see the shelves that are empty, it's not exotic foods or exotic products. It's paper towels, toilet paper. It's the staples that this country exists on. And, you know, it just shows you how this is just one of so many of the train wrecks that this administration has done. I got a figure the other day that the products that come from China to reach our soil is over 83% higher, went from 40 days to 73 days, which has all contributed to this. Then when you compound that, Todd, with the prices that Americans are paying, it's not just gasoline. It's our food, it's our staples. And it's a challenge we got to deal with.
And yet here you have the transportation secretary on paternity leave, and it's our understanding that the media was not made available to the media. So they had no idea that for the past 2 months, the guy whose job it is to oversee all of this and to come up with solutions was literally MIA, and now he's off at some UN climate summit.
Yeah, and you know, the public deserves better than this. Where is the media to report that? Now, I don't trust what they say anyway. It's like everybody else in this administration, from Mayorkas to to Milley to any of them. It's words, but they don't know the truth if it ran over them. And same thing with here. It's something this critical going into the Christmas season, the Thanksgiving season. We're predicting shortages in pretty much everything, along with the prices we're talking about. But no, I mean, you look at the press secretary, Jen Psaki, the same thing. I mean, she's missing in action most of the time or circling back to try to find an answer.
And you know, Congressman, on that note, you had the vice president who has yet to go to the border and address the border crisis. She was delivering messages via video to about 300 black churches in Virginia. Quite frankly, it seems to me this is a direct violation of the law, encouraging people to get out there and specifically vote for Terry McAuliffe.
Well, it just shows you where priorities are. I mean, where's the Johnson Amendment, which prevents political pitches in churches? That's federal law, but it's like everything else. This administration makes a law up as they go, and they weaponize the legal system and flirt the law or run over it because that's just how they are. And, I mean, think about that. With all the issues this country has, the border being near the top, she hadn't been there. And she's cackling her way when Americans are crying for some type of order for, you know, for not just for immigration, but the shortages we're facing now. I mean, look what the issues we had when the Colonial Pipeline was shut down. They don't address any of these. And, you know, not that she could understand them anyway. Todd, she is a political animal. That's all she's known, along with this president. And it's the country doesn't deserve this, but we're getting a front row seat to what they're to the effects, and only after 9 months, which is astounding.
Right. That's what gets me. I mean, here's where we are 9 months in, and you wonder, what is this country going to look like next year? I can't even imagine what it's going to look like at the end of this administration.
Well, I mean, just on immigration alone, I mean, how do you get them out of the country? We're due to have 1.5 to 2 million. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they're coming in with. We don't know whether they're criminals or what they are. I've been to the border twice. I've seen what it's like. The trafficking, the drugs, the, you know, imagine a police officer trying to stop one of these illegals from 153 different countries, not knowing having any background. And that's what's happening. And I hope the American people are waking up to it, because they ought to be thrown out of office just based on that. But we've got so many bullets, if you will, coming our way. It's just one of them.
No, you're right about that. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate you hopping on the program today, and thanks for the updates. And you're right. There are a lot of different, you know, there are a lot of different issues that need to be addressed, and all of them are incredibly serious.
Well, and it's we the people getting involved now. I mean, that's what we're going to have to take this country back with, is we the people getting involved and doing what they can in their own communities. Because it's not going to happen with this administration.
That's true. You're right. All right, Congressman, always good hearing from you. Congressman Ralph Norman, one of the good guys there in the great state of South Carolina. Appreciate you, Congressman.
My pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Wow. There you go. And there's a lot of stuff that we've got to focus on, folks. Lots of issues. Elections have consequences. That's the bottom line. Elections have consequences. And there is a crazy, crazy story up at Mediaite. A frightening number of Republicans say they are not going to vote. 9% of Georgia Republicans say they would consider sitting out of the 2022 election unless the 2020 election is audited. Now, look, you can agree that the election was stolen, but to stay home and just sit out the midterm elections is dangerous. Do you really want the Democrats to control all branches of government for the entire 4 years? Is that what these people are saying? So we've got to look, something has to be addressed, and they've got to figure out a way to get to work through this. But to sit out the election is not the answer. And I'm wondering, are you one of those people? Are you one of those Republicans in Georgia that says, yeah, I'm going to sit out the election if they don't audit what happened in 2020? 844-747-8868 is our number. I want to go to the phones, Millington, Tennessee. Chuck listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. And Chuck, you want to answer the trivia question. We played some a toe-tapping song to come back into the break. We want to know, who was that?
That would be Chuck Berry.
And you are absolutely correct. Of course, Chuck Berry celebrating a birthday today. And Chuck, you're in an area that has a very rich musical history.
Well, Millington, yes. You know, I deliver parts in and around the Memphis and surrounding areas, so I'm very familiar with Millington.
Born upriver in St. Louis, Missouri. He was born October 18th, 1926, and passed away in 2017. One of the great singers, songwriters, musicians of all time. Chuck, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We've got a little prize we're going to send your way, so Grace Baker will get your information. Folks, we're going to the phones coming up next, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from Liberty University Studios.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program, proudly broadcasting from Liberty University Studios. And folks, all this month we are engaged in a radiothon raising money for our great friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom. And you've heard about all the wonderful things these guys are doing, standing up for our rights and standing up for people of faith all over America. And as a way of just saying thank you for donating, we have decided to throw out some great incentives to incentivize you to donate. Grace, are you sure you don't want to give up Merlot? You're sure we can't throw the dog in?
I don't think we need to. The prices are already pretty fantastic.
Well, yeah, they're great prices. So look, if you give $1,000, we're giving you a personalized signed copy of every book that I've written. It's 6 books now for your library. If you give at the $5,000 level, you are going to receive an exclusive Todd Stearns Show bomber jacket. So we're the conservative, blowtorch. I guess we're dropping truth bombs across America. And you're going to get this awesome, I mean, it is a, like, Brooks Brothers style bomber jacket. We're only making 10 of these, by the way. You're also going to get a private Zoom call with yours truly for your church group, your book club. If you have a political group, we're going to whatever kind of a group you have. And then you're also going to get all of the books that I've written personally signed. Now, at the $10,000 level, we're going to fly you and a guest to Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to put you up at the Peabody Hotel, the Grand Hotel of the South. You're going to get exclusive access to our studios here in Memphis. That means you'll be able to sit in on the show, hang out with Grace and Kyle and the whole team. And we're going to take you and your guest out for dinner after the show. And you're going to get one of those exclusive Todd Stearns Show bomber jackets. That's a pretty awesome deal. All you need to do is go to our website, toddstearns.com, and you can donate there. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. And this is our way, just our show's way of saying thank you for supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. All right. Well, there's a lot of political action right now in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Big governor's race going on. You've got ground zero for all the crazy stuff happening in the education system, and you have the best Christian university on the planet right there in the thick of it all, Liberty University. And I want to go to our studios there on campus. Joshua Jones is the first vice chairman of the College Republicans, and he joins us from Liberty. Hey, Joshua, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Todd. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, glad to do it. And I have to imagine, as a young person who is engaged in politics, this has to be a pretty exciting time for you guys, especially with this hotly contested gubernatorial race.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, I'm the first vice chairman here at Liberty of our college Republicans. And there's a lot going on in the state of Virginia. We're kind of the hotbed for a lot of national issues going on in the country right now. And also, it's the first gubernatorial election since the 2020 presidential election. So it's really a bellwether to what's to come over the next couple of years and a good prediction of what's going to happen in the midterms next year.
So, I mean, you guys have been out there. You've been a part of the process. What's your gut telling you about the governor's race?
Yeah, I've definitely been out there involved in knocking doors and helping volunteer with the Youngkin campaign, and this race is neck and neck. Every single race, every single poll that comes out about this race has both candidates neck and neck, both within the margin of error. And you can definitely feel the momentum on the ground for the Youngkin campaign and how competitive this race is going to be in a traditionally blue state or a lean blue state.
So you've been out there knocking on doors. What are you guys hearing from voters in Virginia? What is it that concerns them that you think is going to drive them to go vote on Election Day?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of different policy issues that a lot of voters care about, specifically here in Lynchburg, Virginia, and rural Virginia. But as I'm sure many people have seen in the national news, CRT, or critical race theory, has been a very big issue here in Virginia recently. And we have two very different types of campaigns being ran. By the Youngkin campaign, you have a campaign that's prioritizing kitchen table issues that local Virginians care about. And then on the McAuliffe campaign, who's the Democratic nominee, you see a campaign centered around national issues or national trends trying to tie certain names with certain candidates.
You know, when you heard McAuliffe, Terry McAuliffe, say that, you know, parents do not have a right to have any sort of a say in what happens in the classroom, what was going through your mind as a conservative Christian?
Yeah, I mean, I went to public school during my K through 12 education and then came to Liberty afterwards. And that's definitely something most Virginians do not agree with. Parents should have a say whenever it comes to their children's education, whether that's advising public schools through a public forum such as school boards or if that's a private institution. But that's definitely something Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike do not widely agree with.
You see, I'm with you on that. And when he said that, in my heart, I'm thinking he just lost independent voters, a good many of them. And I think he did lose some Democrats who feel, you know, that maybe their kid is in just a lousy school. And this has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with religion. They just want their kid to get a good education in a place, you know, where people actually care for their kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen that since Terry McAuliffe made that statement about not allowing parents to have a say in their education. We've seen massive turnout at Youngkin events and traditionally Democratic areas such as Chesterfield. Just recently, the Youngkin campaign held an event there at the statewide tick, and they had over 1,200 attendants, and it looked like a state fair was going on
instead of
a political rally.
Is that right? That's
yeah.
On the Patriot Mobile newsmaker line, Joshua Jones, who is part of Liberty University's College Republicans. Joshua, are you from Virginia? Did you grow up there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised in Virginia. So I've been here all 21 years of my life at this point. So, yeah, I'm a homegrown Virginian.
So it's interesting because it's a massive state. You guys cover a lot of ground. Beautiful state, by the way. But somebody does need to build an interstate that goes directly to Liberty. Just saying, put that out there. I think we can get Democrats and Republicans to agree on that. But beyond that, people would be surprised to know that the state is pretty much controlled by those D.C. suburbs.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from rural Virginia, Southwest Virginia, to be more specific. So it's the most Republican and also the most rural portion of the state. But as you said, a lot of the control, which is Nova, Northern Virginia, and the Richmond suburbs, the population density and growth there over the past couple of years from transplants from other states moving into work in D.C. Has just been astronomical. And a lot of if you look at presidential elections, the state went for Bush and then it went for Obama, and it's been blue ever since. And then the state Democrats recently took back the state legislature for the first time in, I believe, 30 years or something like that. So it's definitely a state that's trending to the left or towards the Democratic Party. But as I said before, we're seeing a real shift in momentum this election year.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed that momentum continues to shift in the right direction. Joshua, I have to tell you, Liberty University, they're just doing a tremendous job. What's it been like for you, your college career there at Liberty?
Oh, it's been great. I'm a senior at Liberty this year, I've been through this rounds a couple of times at this point. But no, I really do love Liberty. We've had some rough patches in the past, but I think we're on the up from here on out. This is our 50th anniversary as a university, and it's our biggest year yet in terms of student population, student achievement, so on and so on. So Liberty is definitely in a good place, and we're definitely heading in the right direction.
Well, no doubt about that, and a big, big anniversary this year as well. All right, Joshua, we're going to check in with you down the road. Election's still a couple of weeks away, and we'll get an update for you, and appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right, folks, there you go. Joshua Jones from the Liberty University College Republicans. And I cannot stress how important and how strategic Liberty University is in the fight for this nation. They are churning out champions for Christ. They are churning out constitutionalists. They are churning out American patriots. And we need those kinds of people. And you notice I didn't say anything about Republican or Democrat. We need people who are going to defend the Constitution and not a political party. And that's one of the things I greatly appreciate about the folks at Liberty University. All right, we've got to take a break here. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. We are going straight to the phones when we come back. That number again, 844-747-8868. Now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs. They donate money to organizations that we care about. Pro-life organizations, religious liberty organizations. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd, you are going to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use, and they have plans to fit any budget along with incredible discounts for veterans and first responders. And it's super easy to do. All you have to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd or 972-PATRIOT.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program, Liberty University Studios. A little Chuck Berry action today. It's his birthday. He was born on this day. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Louise in Georgia on WDUN wants to weigh in on that marching band story. Louise, what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, I appreciate your voice, and I hope you can understand me. I'm a old lady with dentures, and I can't talk very well.
You sound lovely, Louise.
All right. Well, thank you, dear. You do, too. If you'll just let me rattle for a minute. I could rattle all day, but I won't. You ain't got time. I just like to speak of several things, and then you can say what you'd like to say about it.
All right. Let's get to it.
All right, let's go to the governor's race up there in Virginia. People might as well give up. That idiot's going to win because it's fixed. Everything's fixed. If people didn't listen to Mark Levin last night, they need to get online and listen to it because he tells you a lot. Big Tech's running this country, not Joe Biden, because he don't have any sense. But if that school up there, that coach, that school board, needs to say, well, okay, if you don't believe in prayer, you don't have to get in it. Stand out, whatever. They've taken away every right we have in this country. And if we don't stand up and do something, That idiot's going to kill us. And all this COVID crap is just a cover thing. It's to get people to lose their jobs so they'll have to depend on the government. I don't know when the hell people are going to wake up and see that. But anyhow, and if Mark was talking about the election last night, the 2020 election, we all need to be talking about it because Trump's the real president. And he needs to be back in there now. I don't know how.
Well, it's not going to happen, Louise. I'm sorry to say it's. I mean, that is not going to happen. And as much as I wished it would, there's no constitutional mechanism to make that happen. So what can we do, Louise? We can get out there and work our butts off to make sure that the Republicans take control of the House and the Senate. That's what we can do. But if every Republican doesn't get out and vote, and I'm telling you, if the 9% of the people in that Georgia poll, those 9% of Republicans stay home, you're gonna have Democrats in the U.S. Senate from Georgia forever. That's just the way it is.
But let me tell you something. Everybody knew that was rigged. I knew at the minute they set a pipe burst. I knew right then that's what was.
Oh, of course. Of course the elections were stolen.
We're not stupid.
No.
Stacey Abrams needs to be shot and put her into a freaking jail somewhere.
Well, Louise, we don't talk like that here on this radio program. We don't do that. We don't believe in violence. That's not who we are. That's what the left does, but that's not what we do. So come on, people. All right, let's go to James, Michigan, on the app. Hi, James, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, Dud, I hadn't spoke to you since KARN.
It's been a while. What's going on, James? We don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how Steve can claim driver shortage when all the travel centers and truck stops and rest areas are beyond capacity every night.
Now, James, this is an interesting question. So are you a trucker by any chance, or are you just out on the road quite a bit?
Yes, sir, I am.
You are a trucker. And you're telling me that even though Buttigieg is, and you're speaking of Pete Buttigieg, not Buttercup, but Buttigieg.
Yes.
So you're telling me that even though Buttigieg is saying there's a shortage of truckers, you're telling me that the truck stops are loaded with trucks.
Correct answer.
So what are you hearing from your fellow truckers?
You got to find somewhere to point his finger, and it can't be the truckers because, you're in a truck stop trying to get out of a truck stop and around drivers that have exercised creative parking where there is none.
Okay, well, what do you think it is, James? I mean, if it's not a trucker shortage, what do you think the problem is?
Would be guessing at the dock workers. Would be my guess.
But you're saying it is not the truckers.
Right. The freight's not coming ashore. All the ships are still at sea or at anchor. I don't see anything else except dock workers.
All right. Well, look, James, we appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate the point of view there. So, folks, James, who says he's a truck driver, said he's not seeing any indication of there being a shortage of truckers. The docks, by the way, by and large, are all run by robotics, by AI. So, you're talking about a shortage of dock workers, and that's what Buttigieg said, by the way. They don't have enough workers out there. Well, okay, it's automated. So what are you talking? Are you talking about there not being enough automation? I'm just going to throw this out there as a thought here. As we move closer and closer every single day of this administration towards a socialist takeover of America, is it possible that this administration is conditioning this country for food shortages moving into the winter months? Buttigieg came out over the weekend on the Sunday shows and said the supply chain is going to continue to be broken until well into next year. And is it possible that we could be facing a situation in this country where the government intentionally causes food shortages? You say, well, Todd, why would anybody do that? Well, why would Biden do anything? It's to hurt the American people. We saw that with the pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, when it went down and the administration did nothing. Gas prices shot through the roof and this administration did nothing. We know right now that there are police shortages, first responder shortages in some of our major American cities, and the government is turning a blind eye to that issue. People are suffering as a result of that. There is a massive invasion of our country underway. Guatemala says more than a million illegals are heading towards our border again. We are watching a full-on invasion of America, and the Biden administration has done nothing. We're going to have to take care of these people. We're going to have to pay for every single bit of these people as they come across the border. Everything they've got, we're going to have to pay for. So, yeah, I do believe it's possible that the Biden administration could inflict harm, temporary harm, by way of food shortages to condition the American people for what's coming next. And I'm telling you, folks, big picture, puzzle pieces, another piece of the puzzle. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. I am Todd Starnes in the Liberty University studios, and it is an honor to be hanging out with you today. All this month, we continue our radiothon to help raise money for Alliance Defending Freedom. And we are always honored when we hear that our listeners have been contributing to the cause. Today and every day, we get an update on the amount of money that we raise. And Grace, we're only a couple of $100 away from meeting our mark.
Well, that's pretty dang close.
So it would be awesome to say not only did we raise the allotment we were supposed to raise, but we have gone beyond that. We have exceeded that.
Exactly.
So next week, by the way, that's the final week, and we're going to be offering you some incredible incentives, and we'll tell you more about that as we go on through the hour. But if you would like to donate to the cause, everything is 100% tax deductible, and all of the money goes to help fight for religious liberty causes. You can do that at toddstarnes.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. So look, we've been talking a lot about the supply chain problems. There are empty shelves at a lot of supermarkets, higher prices, and people are just really stunned by what's going on. But I want to go to the phone right now because James from North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC, he's not buying what they're selling in the media. So, James, welcome to the show. What's going on?
How you doing, Todd?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. Well, I was upset that Trump didn't win the election. So that's how things got started. But back in February or March, I'm not sure what month it was, I sent letters to AFL-CIO president and to the Longshoremen's Union president. Now, I sat through two trucker strikes back in the 70s, and they were pretty effective for what they wanted. And I told them in the letter that if they didn't like the way the country was running for a little bit, that they have the power to shut the country down. All they have to do is slow down and do what they have to do. And I'm just wondering if they're listening, if they listen to that letter and are doing what I suggested.
James, do you think maybe just so you think that maybe this is all made up, that there's really not a supply chain problem?
Yeah, because you know they said they're going to be working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They do that already all the time in the longshoremen, and it's just not jiving for what they're
what the president's saying.
So what do you think the end game here is, James? What's the point of all of this?
I don't know. I probably the only ones that could answer that would be the president of these unions. I'm surprised that they haven't come out and said anything yet, or I haven't heard anything in the news about it.
Well, that's one possible theory. I will say this, that the problem is not the offloading. I mean, there's nowhere to offload. That's the issue, is that all of the space is taken up. And we've all seen the images. I mean, just thousands and thousands of containers.
You know, this isn't an overnight thing. And with the trucking companies, I know there's a slight shortage, but I don't buy... You know, just like that other trucker that was on the radio, I don't buy that we're short that many. I really don't.
All right. Well, all I can tell you is I've seen the images. I was out in California, saw it for my own eyes, and clearly something is not right. So we'll see what happens. James, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868. You know, Grace, I mean, you and I were talking during one of the breaks. You went out shopping over the weekend. What was it like for you?
Oh, yeah, I went to Costco, you know, to get your paper products and stuff, because it's typically cheaper there to get it in bulk, you know. Well, I noticed everything I bought, because I normally remember, you know, I don't go there that often, so I remember how much the toilet paper costs and how much the bacon costs when I buy stuff there. Well, everything had gone up at least a couple bucks, every single thing. Toilet paper was like $4 more than it was the last time I bought it.
$4 more?
$3 to $4 more. Like, if I'm recalling correctly, yeah. I mean, that, and then you got bacon's gone up a ton. Even the coffee I normally buy, couple dollars up. You know, everything. And you think, oh, that's not a big deal, but it adds up really quick. I bought like five things, and it was like, oh, $100.
When
it's, and you're okay.
When it's cheaper to buy coffee at Starbucks instead of the local grocery store.
Goodness.
That's a problem.
It was terrible.
What were the shelves filled and everything? Did you see any of them?
Actually, they were more filled than I expected. I guess it hasn't quite hit Costco yet. I am trying to stock up on a couple of things just to be safe, but I'm not like, I don't have the space to like hoard stuff like some people do.
No, well, look, I mean, yeah, who does? I mean, it's not, yeah, no, I get it. At the Kroger I go to, you know, but it's really strange. It's like the fruit juice aisle. Is pretty vacant. That's sort of strange. Yeah, it's sort of strange. But I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to what shelves are empty and the others are filled.
I've noticed that.
But as someone sent me a note about this. What better time to start shopping local? Like buy American, buy local when at all possible.
I try to do that anyway.
Because think about this. I mean, the whole point of this was not to target the big box stores, right? It was to go after small mom and pop businesses. So what they want to do is get rid of all the local, and that is the engine driving the country, small business owners.
Agreed.
And they want to punish them. So we're going to have to fight back, and one way is how you spend your money. And
exactly.
I don't mind paying a few extra dollars, Grace, if I go down to the local independent-owned grocery store.
I'm already doing that anyway.
There you go. We got a great little Italian place. It's an Italian grocery store right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
I love it.
I want my cannoli, I go down there.
Exactly.
So I want some olive oil, I go down there. So what's the name of the place? I always get it wrong.
Lucchese's.
Great joint. If you're in Memphis, you got to go check them out.
It's so good.
And they don't pay us to say that either. They really don't. Can we talk? You know, we were expecting a guest. I want to explain what just happened, and we're going to give them a little backstory of Inside Radio. There really are some snakes, Grace, in the talk radio world.
I've noticed that.
I mean, really sleazy people. And we're not going to, I'm not going to name names this go around, but this is what we have to put up with. So we went out there this week, and I tracked down the state trooper, the Washington state trooper. The guy, we've got the audio, as a matter of fact. Can we play this audio of the Washington? This is what the Washington state trooper said, Robert LeMay.
This is my final sign off after 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, being asked to leave because I am dirty. Numerous fatalities, injuries, I've worked sick, I've played sick, we buried lots of friends over these years. I'd like to thank you guys, I'd like to thank the citizens of Yakima County, as well as my fellow officers within the valley. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been very successful, and you've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. Thank you for that. Wish I could say more, but this is it. So State 1034, this is the last time you'll hear me in a State Patrol car. And Jay Inslee can kiss my ass.
So there you go. Robert LeMay on the job for 20-plus years and told the governor of Washington State to kiss his derriere. And we had – so here's how it goes. So in the evening time – I will send Grace a note, and I'm like, hey, let's get this person or that person. And I sent her a note last night. I said, let's get this guy on the show.
Yep.
So, Grace, you called the guy and had him all scheduled.
Oh, yeah, we texted back and forth. And this was like at 8 o'clock last night. We texted back and forth, got it confirmed, have it in writing. Everything was hunky-dory.
And then, like, during the show, the last hour of the show, I want you to tell our listeners what happened. We're going to give you guys a little insight. This is what happens in the background of conservative talk radio.
So, basically, I got an email from the guy saying emergency, that he needed to push the interview back till possibly tomorrow because another radio host, apparently he had promised him the first interview.
You see, that's a load of hooey. So what happened was that radio host found out the guy was going to be on our show.
Yeah,
And reached out and kiboshed the interview.
Yeah. So he made it seem like, you know, I can't come on. Well, I've texted back and forth with him, you know, during the breaks and such. And I was trying to work out the time with him. And then all of a sudden, crickets.
That's it. No. And this is sleazy because I know who this talk radio host is. And they have ties to Fox News. And I guarantee you the carrot was dangled. If you do Stearns' show, you're probably not going to be able to go on Fox News.
Ugh.
That's how these people operate.
That's
and we're not like
up.
That. We don't do that on this radio program.
No.
That's not who we are. And it's really sad because, you know, this guy's and so we're not going to have him on. We will not have him on the program tomorrow because we wanted him to come on today. And he had an opportunity to come on and share his story with our audience. But this is what we have to deal with. It's a little unfortunate, but this is, and it's sad that other radio hosts would be like that. But I'm telling you, they are devious and dirty. And Grace, I'll give you an example. One of the very popular, and this is another talker. It's not Sean Hannity, who, by the way, is one of the good guys in the business. But there's another person on Fox News, a radio host, sleazy. And they actually have their people calling around to our radio affiliates, trying to get our radio affiliates to pick this individual up and carry his show instead of ours. Who does that?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. These people are it's slime ball city. It just angers me because we don't play that game. We don't do that here.
Playing dirty.
And we never will. And if that means, well, maybe if that means we don't have 200 radio affiliates, then so be it. But at least we know that we can sleep well at the end of the day on our beautiful MyPillows.
Exactly.
Promo code Starnes.
I like what you did there.
Got to get that in there. Can we talk about my, we kind of, you know what, we're going to take a break here because we've got to talk about what happened to the University of Tennessee game. And again, folks, I'm sorry. We really wanted to have Mr. LeMay here. I mean, we really did. And it just got dropped on us on the last minute. And I think it was only fair to explain why he wasn't coming on.
Yep.
And that's that. But we are going to talk about what happened to the University of Tennessee football game. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A little BB King action. Praise to the guy called back. Was that the state trooper on the other line? Robert LeMay?
Yep, there he was.
And he cannot do it.
Nope, can't do it.
Because he was told, I guarantee. So this is what happened. A competing talk radio host in another state out west told this guy to drop our show so that he could. Unbelievable. So anyway,
yeah.
I got to get. You know what? It's over. It's done with. The guy had an opportunity to have a massive, to tell his story to a massive audience. And he took a pass because he wanted to be on Fox News. Unbelievable. Anyway, it's really sad, but there we are. Can we talk about this football game over the weekend, Grace Baker?
Yeah, that's not a happy story for you either.
Look, my University of Tennessee Vols, they got screwed. The game was stolen. They were cheated out of a win. But I will say this, regardless, okay, that is no reason for us to behave the way we behaved at the game Saturday.
I've never seen anything like that before.
It was insane what they were throwing, all sorts of things. So here is, we were playing Ole Miss, and I mean, they were, and there was a bad call. First of all, Ole Miss, every single play for Tennessee, an Ole Miss player goes down. Oh, my knee. Ooh. Oh, I have an ingrown toenail. Oh, stop the game. Every single play.
But I also saw Tennessee players doing
that. Doesn't matter.
Same thing.
Yeah, only because Ole Miss was doing it first.
Oh, that sounds like a toddler's argument.
Every single play.
Mom, he touched me first.
So, and not only that, the officiating was just outrageous. I mean, I don't know what's been going on with the SEC officials. But it's been pretty horrible. So this is what happened. Cut number 11.
Really a crazy scene when you look at it. Who brings a bottle of mustard? That's a, hey, you know, sometimes those pumps at the hot dog concession area, they're out, you know? I feel you. The yellow mustard. Travel with your own.
So they had to what?
Pizza box.
They had to stop the game. So the what led to this? I mean, aside from the fact that every call was going in, you know, was going in Ole Miss's favor. So then, you know, UT facing what? We were 24 yards away from a first down.
Yes, and it was 21.
Threw the bomb, and it looked to me like it was, they had the first down.
Here's the thing, though. Just before that, they spotted Tennessee at a very generous spot.
I disagree with that.
Very generous.
I disagree with that.
Me and my husband were both like, wait a minute.
I take it you're not a UT fan.
You know, I don't UT. I don't hate UT.
If you don't love it, you hate it. You gotta declare one way or the other.
I am Memphis, and I feel like, you know, Tennessee fans are mean to Memphis.
So, and by the way, the ESPN guys, it was like the Lane Kiffin show. I mean, they kept the camera on Lane Kiffin the entire night.
They did.
Unbelievable. So, and ESPN hates Tennessee anyway. This has long been documented.
Trust me, they hate Memphis too.
Well, they hate Tennessee more. So anyway, the ref said they were like just what, an inch short of the first down.
It was an inch or so.
And so that's when the thing started being hurled from the stadium, which we don't condone. We just think that's a horrible thing.
The thing was, Todd, okay, first of all, going back to that play, he had the ball in his left arm, and it was clutched at his chest. That's the whole issue. So where the ball actually landed, he had his right arm outstretched, and it would have been right, but he didn't have the ball in his right hand.
Okay, who brings a mustard bottle? And this was not even like, this was like the cheap French's yellow mustard.
I have a theory that there wasn't actually mustard in that bottle, that they were using it to disguise other activities.
Ketchup?
Not exactly.
Oh, you mean booze?
Yeah.
So
I've seen people use sunscreen bottles and put booze in it before.
Is that so? You're telling me that someone probably had the mustard jar filled with booze.
There is a very good chance. It's not a clear bottle. And also, I just want to say there was a minute left in the game, and the Tennessee fans just kept pelting stuff at their own players and at the opposing team. Now I think
and
some
the
Ole Miss fan, yeah, and I think the Ole Miss fans joined in some too, but it was mostly Tennessee. And then they had to evacuate the band and the cheer squad. And the cheer squad was using like their like go defense signs as like
shields
to protect themselves. And then Lane Kiffin had a golf ball thrown at them.
Well, I want to talk about this golf ball because that was happening. That happened live on TV. I mean, it just happened right there, and you saw that it was one of these fluorescent golf balls.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, whoever threw that after they get out of jail, they should be signed up for the team.
God.
I guess That was a great throw.
It was a good throw. I got to give him that.
We may need one because the quarterback went down.
Yeah, that was sad.
But here's the broader issue is that this year they were all about UT Athletics, the athletic director. They were so proud because they had redone all of the beer dispensers at Neyland Stadium. So it's a lot easier and quicker to get alcohol now.
Oh.
And that was a long game only because Ole Miss, every single play, they were dragging a player off. And that was one of the longest games I had seen.
Also, it was a 6:30 game at night.
It was a late game.
They had
in Knoxville
all day to pregame.
So you know everybody was drunk before they got into
out of their minds.
So I think that played into it as well. Look, they're going to be punished. Fines coming down. They're lucky that's all that's going to happen. It could have gotten really ugly. So shame on you folks. But again, Tennessee got hosed. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show from the Liberty University Studios. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Always spending some good tunes here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show, the only conservative talk radio show in America that has its own DJ and chaplain. Not the same person, though. Thank you, Kyle. That's an old Red Hot Chili Peppers. By the way, if you are interested in the music that we play on the show, all you have to do is go to the live show blog, and we have the entire playlist there so that if you can download some of that music. I plan to do that after the show. The music in the first hour is pretty awesome. It's from a group called Delegation. Is that right? Kyle is shaking his head. Yes, that is correct. Delegation. So be checking out some of that music. Hey, before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, some sad news to report involving the Andy Griffith Show. And we're going to throw this up as a trivia question, Grace. One of the last surviving members of the Andy Griffith Show passed away. Her name was Betty Lynn. We want to know, who did she portray on the Andy Griffith Show? If you know the answer to that question, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Well, I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are very honored to have with us, for the first time, Ebony Bowden. She is a global comms director at Getter, our favorite social media platform. But before that, Ebony worked on the original Hunter Biden laptop story for the New York Post. Ebony, good to have you with us today.
Todd, thank you so much for having us.
You know, this was such a massive story, and I go back to a year ago that the story was first published, and you guys caught holy you-know-what from the rest of the mainstream media with those incredible revelations.
Correct. And I think what's most frustrating for me now is 1 year later, you have websites like Politico and mainstream media organizations saying, oh, you know, we fact checked it and turns out it was actually all accurate. Well, the damage has already been done, Todd. When we published this story, we did a lot of investigative work on this. New York Post is the fourth largest newspaper in America. And we published this bombshell piece of reporting 3 weeks before the election about what appeared to be the corruption in the Biden family, implicating the Democratic nominee for president. And instead, what it became about was a much bigger story about censorship and basically big tech and the mainstream media colluding to take down a huge news story, assuming because it didn't fit their own political views.
And here we are a year later knowing that Hunter Biden committed crimes, and yet the mainstream media turning a blind eye, Congress turning a blind eye. You know, it was just ironically, Ebony, I don't know if you caught the interview with Christopher Steele and George Stephanopoulos. And Christopher Steele was confronted with the question about the authenticity of the now, we know, disproven Russian dossier and the golden showers. And he was rather flippant about it. Well, it may or may not be true. We know it's not true. And yet this media hates Trump so much that they're willing to turn a blind eye to malpractice within their own industry.
I couldn't agree with you more, Todd. It is, they are blinded by their hatred of President Trump. And this is the whole reason why I actually quit working as a journalist, because I couldn't really take it anymore once I saw what things were like from the inside. And just the appalling double standard as well. The New York Times published a basically identical story on the other side, where they looked at Donald Trump's financial situation with tax returns that were leaked by his own niece, and it was applauded all around the world, and the reporters went on to win Pulitzer Prizes. And, you know, the New York Post publishes a similar bombshell about the Biden family, and it is literally covered up. And you have Twitter censoring the New York Post account for 2 weeks. And that is why I am, you know, proud to work at Getter, which is a competitor to this, and it's a part of the solution. You know, I think we need alternative platforms where people are not censored for their political views, because this is really important for American democracy. And Todd, as I've said about this issue in the past, if they can do this to the New York Post, then there's absolutely nothing stopping Twitter from shutting down a mainstream media organization like the New York Times. And liberals should be scared about this too. It's not just a conservative issue.
No, you're right, Ebony. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Ebony Bowden, now with Getter, which is really one of our largest. It's our second largest social media platform. A lot of you folks have migrated over there. And if you have not, I would encourage you to do so. You know, Ebony, you know, another big story surrounding Hunter Biden has been the outrage over his painting career, where the artist known as Hunter Biden, now selling paintings for upwards of $75,000 a piece. I know President Trump posted a little statement saying, hey, look, maybe he ought to start learning how to paint. He could get over $2 million per painting.
Yeah, I mean, and I watched the press briefing that they had just today on this issue, where Jen Psaki was grilled on this issue, Hunter Biden selling his paintings to undisclosed buyers. And she just kind of shrugged and laughed it off and dismissed the reporter, who actually, Stephen Nelson, a colleague of mine at the New York Post. And I think that that just goes to show their attitude towards these things. They know that the mainstream media is not going to investigate this, because they didn't investigate Hunter Biden's dealings in China. So I think that, you know, you have an administration that is so flippant about these issues of corruption and conflict of interest, because they know that they are protected by the CNNs of the world.
It's a fair point you raise. Well, Ebony, we are so thankful that that you were one of the good guys in the media. You're in a great place now at Getter, and we appreciate you fighting to get the truth out there and being one of the honest journalists in the industry.
And Todd, thank you for being part of the fight. We really appreciate it.
Glad to do it. Ebony Bowden, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get her on down the road again. Just a great journalist. She was part of the New York Post team that exposed the Hunter Biden scandals. And we'll get her back on the program a little bit later on. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So she mentioned Jen Psaki. I want to play some audio for you. This just happened at the White House press briefing. They were asked about Biden being unmasked in a D.C. restaurant with his wife over the weekend. Let's take a listen.
There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
Well, I think what we were referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masks in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should. But I don't think we should lose the forest through the trees here, and that our objective here is to get more people vaccinated, make sure that that schools and companies around the country can put in place requirements to save more lives and keep people safer. And, you know, not overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy.
It was not just exiting the restaurant, though. He was walking through the restaurant
right.
with no mask on.
Exactly.
Carve out for people under two or people who are actively eating or drinking. So I'm just curious why the president was doing this.
I think I just addressed it, Peter.
Okay.
No, she's full of BS. And it's not even grade A fertilizer, folks. This is nuts. I know about you. I am sick and tired of these Democrats, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, the lesbian mayor, what's her name, Lori Lightfoot out in Chicago, Gavin Newsom. The list goes on and on and on. Andrew Cuomo, Bill de Blasio, every single one of them, and many, many more, caught violating their own mask policies. They're passing and signing legislation and mandates and orders that punish you, that fine you, that throw you in jail, and then they turn around and are guilty of the same crimes. Remember John Kerry on the airplane not wearing a face mask. What do you think would have happened to the average American citizen had they done that? Well, we know the answer because we have seen the Americans taking off their mask inside an airplane and being removed in handcuffs, thrown off the airplanes. So no, the question was not answered, Jen Psaki. And the question is, why wasn't Joe Biden fined? Why wasn't he cited? Why wasn't the mayor of Washington, D.C. on the front lawn of the White House knocking on the front door issuing a summons? I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. And you ought to be as well, ladies and gentlemen. You should be just as angry. They have no problem throwing any of us into jail. God forbid we violate the policies or don't get the jab, but they can go around and do whatever the heck they want to do, and it's not right. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us, broadcasting from our beautiful studios, Liberty University Studios. Got a trivia question out there. Betty Lynn passed away. She was one of the last survivors of the old Andy Griffith show. She was 95 years old. We want to know, what character did Betty Lynn play on the show? Let's go to Ron in North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. All right, Ron, how are you today?
I'm doing super.
Wonderful. All right, Ron, we're going to let you try your hand at the trivia. Who did Betty Lynn play on the old Andy Griffith show?
She played Thelma Lou, Barney's girlfriend.
Yes, that is correct, sir. Thelma Lou was Barney's old, longtime girlfriend, and they got married in the, you know, she got married to somebody else in the show. But then when they did that big Return to Mayberry movie, I guess she got divorced, and then she and Barney got married.
Yes, indeed.
And they lived happily ever after. By the way, Ron, have you ever been to Mount Airy, North Carolina?
I have. It's just up the road from where I live.
Well, just up the road, and of course, the Andy Griffith or the Andy Griffith Museum is there, and it's really a lot of fun. It's not very large, but man, do they have a lot of great memorabilia in there.
Yes, they do. And Thelma Lou, or Betty Lynn, actually moved there in her later years after. I don't know why, but she moved there, and I actually got to meet her one time and. One of the Andy Griffith days that Mount Airy celebrated.
Is that right? Now, what was she like, Thelma Lou?
Very pleasant as she was on the TV show. A lot of people, once you see their star qualities, they're not that way in person, but then as a person, she was super nice and very friendly and cordial.
Well, you know, Ron, I was in Mount Airy a couple of years back for a speaking engagement and had never been. So I had an extra day. So I stayed over and went to the museum and walked around downtown Mount Airy. And it just made me smile when I saw the patrol car drive around. They had that old patrol car they had back on the TV show.
Yes, indeed. And the little barbershop that they had up there as a tribute was a neat place to visit. A little place called Snappy's Diner that was hinted at in the TV shows. Another good place to eat back in the day.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and it's a great, folks, if you haven't been to Mount Airy, North Carolina, you really should get down there. Bring the kids, show them a little bit of TV and American nostalgia, because they do not make shows like the Andy Griffith Show anymore. I can tell you that much.
I agree with you, Todd.
Ron, congratulations. Hang tight. Grace is going to get your info, and we're going to send you a little prize for playing our trivia today. Oh, by the way, I've got to get back to this story from the University of Tennessee. We've got to play some audio for you. So there's one fella, and man, this has caused quite the controversy in college sports. But this guy is not a fan of the University of Tennessee Volunteers.
Man, I hate Tennessee because, first of all, it's Tennessee. And I just hate them because they low down, they dirty, they some snitches, and I hate their colors. So Tennessee's colors is that throw up orange. It's not that orange that you can sit with. It's that puke inside of a pumpkin orange. And I don't like pumpkins. So I really don't like Tennessee, man. I'm not a dog person. I just hate Tennessee, man. Like, and I hate Neyland Stadium. It looks like a garbage truck worker convention. And I hate all their quarterbacks. I hate Tennessee, man. I can't stress that enough, man. And they losers, they sore losers. I hate Tennessee, man.
You know, $5, this guy's an Alabama fan. That I'm just saying. Hey, look, did you hear this story out of DC Comics? What is going on in the comic book world? This is nuts. So what was it, last week before last, Superman came out as bisexual, and now, and that caused all sorts of chaos. And then you had Robin, the Boy Wonder, and Aquaman, and was it Batwoman's a lesbian? All these characters are coming out as gay. So now word comes out that Superman is getting rid of the slogan. And what is the slogan? Superman, truth, justice, and the American way, right? So Superman always fights for truth, justice, and the American way. Well, according to DC Comics, Superman will no longer fight for the American way. You can't make this stuff up. According to DC Comics, they want to make Superman more of a global superhero, and they say that's why they're changing Superman's mission statement. I want to read this quote to you from DC Comics. Superman's new motto, truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. That kind of sucks. Anyway, truth, justice, and a better tomorrow will better reflect the global storylines that we are telling across DC and to honor the character's incredible legacy of over 80 years of building a better world. That's from DC Comics publisher Jim Lee. He says, Superman has long been a symbol of hope who inspires people from around the world, and it is that optimism and hope that powers him forward with this new mission statement. Can I just say something? In my professional observation and analytical theory here, I'm just going to throw this out. DC Comics is full of crap. That's a load of hooey. It's pretty clear to me what's going on here. And this goes all the way back to, this is not just DC, it's also Marvel Comics, where Captain America hates America. It's clear to me that the left wants to infect every single nook and cranny of our society. And they want to turn the comic book industry into a propaganda force. And that's what's going on here. Can you imagine all these little kids reading the Superman comic books, reading all these other comic books, and being exposed to these concepts? I mean, what is the average age of a comic book reader? No Avery aside, I mean, you've got what? Young people, we're talking kids, that's the largest audience. These kids, do they really care of whether or not a character is bisexual or transgender or gay or lesbian? Is that a big deal for kids? No, I don't think it is. But it's a huge deal for the radical sex and gender revolutionaries who are running this country and running Hollywood and running the entertainment industry. So this is nothing more than yet another attack by the culture jihadist. And the reason why they're turning Superman bisexual and Aquaman, I don't know, gay or whatever Aquaman's doing to the dolphins, I don't know. But the reason why they're doing all of this is because they know that they cannot create a gay character from scratch who would generate as much love and devotion and affection as some of these more established characters. I think it's pretty much that simple because they've tried. They have tried time and time again, and they have failed. And so now they're turning the popular characters, and what they're going to do, and you watch what's going to happen. DC Comics is going to go belly up. That's what's going to happen. All right, got to take, we've taken a really long break. It's the end of 3 hours, so we'll see you back here in 24 hours. Hey, ToddStarnes.com, don't forget, donate right now to Alliance Defending Freedom. The country counts on it, and I do too. Be good, America.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.